Welcome. You're listening to a short insight inspired by the work of entrepreneur and author Mark Jarvis, helping leaders grow stronger, smarter, and more sustainable businesses. Today, James and I are exploring Mark's book, The Very Best Business Handbook You'll Ever Own. But we're not doing a summary. We're talking to someone who's actually used it, properly used it, and seen a real shift in their business. And we'll be looking at the big three themes from the book: time, team, and money. James, you've read it too. What hit you first?
Honestly, the simplicity. It's one of those books where you read a section and think, right, why didn't anyone tell me this 10 years ago? There's a moment where Mark says business is simple. It's just not easy if you don't know how. And that's exactly how it feels reading the book. It's like someone finally handing you the instructions you wish you'd had on day one. Sarah, shall we bring in our guest?
Definitely. Adam's a business owner who picked up the book during what he politely described to me as a slightly frantic season. Adam, welcome, and thank you for being brave enough to admit that publicly.
Thanks, Sarah. Yes, slightly frantic might be understating it. I was bouncing from one challenge to another, trying to grow the business, trying to find the right people, trying not to run out of steam. I felt like I was always catching up rather than getting ahead. The book helped me slow down just enough to finally get my arms around things.
Let's talk about the first pillar, time. What shifted for you?
Time was the shocker. I realized I was doing everyone's job except the one I was actually meant to do. There's a line Mark uses, "Only do what only you can do." And when that clicked, I thought, well, that explains everything. I was filling my diary with work I shouldn't even be touching. The book gave me permission and structure to step back and lead, not just do. That alone gave me hours back every week.
That's such a common trap. You don't build a business, you become the business. What about the second pillar, team?
The team section was a wake-up call. Mark talks about stopping the recruitment merry-go-round, and that hit home. I'd been hiring quickly, filling gaps reactively, and then wondering why nothing felt stable. The book helped me move to alignment first: values, expectations, communication. I stopped hiring for speed and started hiring for fit. The atmosphere changed. People felt clearer, more confident, and we stopped tripping over each other.
And then there's money, the chapter most founders jump to first.
Guilty. I used to think turnover was proof of progress. But what the book helped me see was that profitability is the real measure. There was a tiny section, almost hidden, where Mark breaks down how small inefficiencies compound over time. That helped me realize our processes were leaking money in ways I'd never noticed. Small changes eventually made a huge difference.
Before we close, I know one part of the book really stuck with you, and you mentioned you've now pinned it above your desk, the goal setting piece.
Yes, that's my favorite part of the whole book. Mark writes, "Is the value of the goal you're setting worth the sacrifice required to achieve it? Is the reward in the journey worth your time? And do you have the discipline required to keep going even through setbacks?" I read those three questions and thought, right, this explains why half my goals weren't working. They weren't the wrong goals. I was approaching them the wrong way. Now, before I set anything new, I ask myself those three questions. If I can't answer yes to all of them, I stop and rethink. It's made everything feel more focused, more meaningful.
That's such a powerful shift from busy goals to meaningful goals. And it's exactly why this book feels like a mentor in your pocket. Short chapters, practical ideas, and the sense that business can be simpler if you approach it the right way.
Just that the book gives owners something they rarely have: clarity. Clarity about how to use their time, how to build their team, and how to make more profit without constantly pushing harder. It's the kind of book you go back to again and again.
And if you'd like to experience the same shift Adam described today, you can order The Very Best Business Handbook You'll Ever Own directly from the link on this page. It's full of bite-sized, actionable insights designed to help you scale profitably and build a business legacy you're proud of. Thanks, Adam, and thanks everyone for listening.